luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Monday, the 20th of July 2026, a day where the Australian share market finished relatively flat, but Brent crude climbed above $90 a barrel. We'll have the details with Raymond Chan from Morgan soon, including what he's telling his clients. But first, superannuation funds have delivered above average returns. Researchers at Chant West say the median growth option rose by 9.5% last financial year. So that takes the cumulative return to 44% over the past 4 years. Diversification helps because while the Australian share market lifted by about 6%, international shares surged by more than 25%, and that asset class typically has the highest allocation within a typical growth fund at 31%. The weakest performing were traditional defensive assets like Australian and international bonds along with cash, while Australian listed property was the only one to finish in negative territory. Experts say the overall result was better than expected, especially considering recent global uncertainties. And for more, I spoke with Mano Mohan Kumar. He's the head of super investments at Chant West. So Mano, at 9.5%, how would you describe growth super fund returns last financial year and why?
That's an excellent result. It's better than expected. It's well ahead of the typical long-term objective, which translates to about 6.2% per annum. And it's also ahead of the 20-year average, which is about 6.9% per annum. Additionally, if you go back towards the end of March, a return of 9.5% would have seemed very unlikely given the market volatility at the time, which is sparked by the US-Iran conflict.
So much of that success comes from a 25.5% rise in international shares. Are emerging markets playing a role?
The key driver of that strong international share market performance was continued enthusiasm for AI investment. And on emerging markets, they account for about 11% of international markets. And emerging markets did outperform developed markets over the year. Taiwanese and South Korean tech companies led the way as AI-related technology supply chains benefited.
And so overall then, what's your message to investors expecting similar overall returns this financial year?
It's a good question. We've now had 4 years of returns above 9%. Now, the last time that happened was between 2004 and 2007. So it's important for members to know that you can't expect returns at this level every year. The typical growth fund is designed to beat inflation by 3.5% per annum, which translates to about...
As the most, as China unveiled a new AI model, the banks were mixed, while energy stocks did best as Brent crude surged past $90 a barrel. For more, I spoke with Raymond Chan. He's the head of the Asian desk at Morgan's. Raymond, how would you describe investor sentiment at the moment?
Well, I would describe investor sentiment as cautiously optimistic. On one hand, investors are dealing with a growing list of uncertainty, rising oil prices, ongoing geopolitical tension in Middle East, concern over the China growth, and possibility of interest rate remaining higher for longer. But on the other hand, the global economy are proven remarkably resilient. The global PMI remain about 50. And importantly, the earning growth is no longer just the AI and technology company. More industry and now contribute to the economic growth and also company profit as compared with just 2 years ago. It showed in the recent quarterly result. So investors are nervous, but they're not panicking. Market become more and more selective and increasingly focused on earnings rather than the daily headlines.
Let's break down some of what you've mentioned for the direction of global interest rates.
Yeah, the immediate concern is the high oil price could slow the progress we have seen on the inflation. The energy prices flow through to, say, transportation, manufacturing, and ultimately the consumer prices. If oil remains trading at an elevated level, then central bank may find it harder to claim a victory on inflation. Early in the year, many investors expecting US Federal Reserve to continue to cut rates. Today, markets are increasingly prepared for a higher for longer interest rate scenario. That doesn't mean that the rate will rise again, but it doesn't mean the market expectation for further rate US cut may have been fading. And that expectation is not only just impacting the oil prices, but also impacting the inflation expectation. That expectation will actually move the market and move the investment demand as well.
So, if there are expectations for inflation to remain higher, the possibility of interest rates, especially in the US, to remain high for longer, what does that mean for the US dollar?
Yeah, in fact, I've been calling the second half of 2026 being the return of the US dollars. The high US interest rate, ongoing geopolitical tension, and safe haven demand will have helped to support the US dollars and against the Aussie dollars. A strong US dollars typically is a headwind for commodity, which mostly price in US dollars and can weigh on the Aussie dollars being a commodity currency. For Australian investor, it also highlight the value of looking beyond the local market. The ASX 200 is still heavily dominant by banks and resources companies, so international exposure remain an important way to improve diversification and access the opportunity that's simply not available in the domestic market.
Earnings season. We're just a few weeks away from the start of our reporting season here in Australia. What are you keeping your eye on?
Reporting season, in my view, is the most important catalyst for Australian equity over the next few months. While the market spent a lot of time talking about interest rate, inflation, geopolitical tension, over the long run, it's the earnings that drive share prices. The market is currently looking at around 14% earning growth, 1.4, for financial year 26, that led by resources and energy company. And this August reporting season will be the time to confirm whether this is achievable. So certainly investors will be looking for three key things. Number one, whether this company can achieve on those expectations because of what we have seen on the single stocks volatility in past reporting season. Number two, outlook statement. More and more companies are reluctant to provide outlook statements. So any company will provide outlook statement will be well received by the market. Number three is any sign of interest rate or weak consumer spending are going to impact the profitability. From which I will particularly pay attention to the bank trading update, particularly the comment on housing market, on the mortgage demand, and the outlook for the net interest margin. For the resources company, we investor will be closely watching China. Because the Communist Party Politburo meeting will be held toward the end of July. And this is the time where the senior official from China will reassess the economic condition. And there could be a chance of further economic stimulus for the economy. That, of course, will benefit our commodity prices over here.
So, given everything we've just discussed, what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
The message to the client is very simple. Don't let the short-term headline distract you from the long-term opportunity. Markets have successfully navigated a number of problems. In the past, we have wars, inflation, global financial crisis, pandemic. But in time, they will walk through that. While, today's geopolitical events can create a lot of volatility, but they rarely determine the long-term investment outcome of it on its own. So I'm encouraging investors to remain diversified across Australian equity, international shares, fixed income, infrastructure, and more importantly, alternative asset class. And Australia remains very well placed in the current market environment because of all these emerging global themes such as AI, energy security, electrification, infrastructure demand, and also, very high quality dividend paying company that we have over here in Australia. So long-term investment, I think, will do really, really well.
The drops after the market close, and I'll catch you then.
This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decisions. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleep Maker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleep Maker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleep Maker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.